Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Austin is going to be relaying the latest in our weather forecast. And
yeah, I'll be talking your ear
the
off.
The brutally cold that he has planned for us tomorrow morning. We can thank him when you're getting up and maybe walking out there. Do people still pick up news? Do they still deliver newspapers at homes now?
I believe so, if you're paying for them, yeah.
Okay, so there you are in your robe, got your slippers on, heading outside, and you open that door at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you start saying four-letter words at Austin.
Yes.
22 degrees.
That is the definition, by the way, of shooting the messenger.
There you go. All right, just protect your household pipes from freezing, because we're going to... Yep. We still got a couple of days of this cold stuff. Here's a few tips for you. Insulate the pipes or faucets in unheated areas. Disconnect and drain outdoor hoses. You still have time to do that, I believe. Run a trickle of water from the faucet. Here's the important, you know, people say, well, just turn on the, that's what I do. I just turn on the faucets, bathrooms, and things like that. But there is a method to the madness, obviously. They encourage you to run a trickle of water from the faucet furthest from the water line coming into your house. Do you know where that water line is coming into your house?
Where?
I have no clue. That's what I'm saying. I have no clue.
My point was, your guess is as good as mine.
There you go. Usually, no, wait a minute. They're going to explain it. If I just read this thing, you know, it's like, okay, usually this is in a room at the back of the house or outside in the yard. And remember, don't forget about the backflow preventer. Mm. This was a big issue over at ECUA. Residents who have protectors on their properties, this is like for water lines, swimming pools. If you got a swimming pool, you need these type things. Protect that preventer from freezing as well. Can you say expensive?
Expensive.
There you go. That's what it is. So we want to help you kind of control these costs here. Speaking of finances, things like that, stocks ending mixed today. Following Tuesday's slide, Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed as investors digested minutes from the Fed's last meeting of the year, which showed that officials thought that inflation was likely to continue moving down to the central bank's 2% target, but the process could take longer than previously anticipated. Shares of eBay jumped nearly 10% after Meta Platform said it will launch a test that will enable buyers to browse listings from eBay on Facebook's marketplace. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Microsoft, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Johnson & Johnson, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 107 points, the Nasdaq lower by 11, S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, deep breath here because there's a lot to get into. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road is giving us a lot of trouble if you are traveling northbound on Palafox, especially. Also have some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Mobile. In Michigan Avenue, having some problems traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway as well. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and North Davis Highway traveling northbound passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10. And that's just in the Pensacola area. Outside of that, we got Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and as you continue westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90 in two spots, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and then continuing westbound passing Glover Lane. As for the weather, 44 degrees, low of 29 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 51, low of 42 officially, but very early Thursday morning, running off of those lows that we just talked about for tonight, we could get some wind chills, having it feel like the low 20s tomorrow morning.
Okay, 5:16, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And while you're running off some streets here, don't forget, I loved Mayor Reeves' comment about people, and I wanted to talk to you, this is perfect timing, about people still running red lights. He says, the number of people running red lights was staggering as a lot of people continued to run those lights. Now, what is my rule of thumb about approaching an intersection?
I've learned this. It's just like a teacher. Yeah. I know. It's when
yeah, I love the kid over there in the third aisle holding their hand up.
Yeah, yes. Austin in the back.
Yes, please.
What you do at a stoplight is when it turns green, you count to three.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's
because exactly right. Idiots run those lights,
and the good mayor's kind of professing to that. I guess they've been looking at some of the preliminary photos that are coming, because those cameras are active.
Right.
I mean, they're taking the pictures now. And the five intersections that you might want to pay some respect to because the cameras are on.
Be on your best behavior.
9th and Bayou, 9th at Airport, 9th in Fairfield, Davis and Fairfield, and 9th in Gregory. I told you I was at the Davis and Fairfield intersection watching it. Mm. And thanking my lucky stars that I do count to three before I zip out there in the intersection, because if I had not done that, I would have been beamed, believe me. Some person in a terrible hurry that would save 3 seconds off his or her day by running that red light. Okay, the city is, this is what I'm waiting for next week. We'll be all over this one for you. The city's going to release the first number count of red light violations next week.
Ooh, that's interesting.
We're going to get some numbers here. By the way, there's a grace period in place after February 1. Citations will be issued. Right now, it's a run-through. And a reminder, please do not run those red lights. $164, by the way.
Yes, but also don't run any red lights out of the goodness of your heart.
Even if it didn't cost you $164.
Yes, absolutely. Here nationally, and I've been smiling for the past several minutes because I just can't believe this is a headline. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. taking over Greenland is not going to happen. This comes after President-elect Trump's comments about his intent to acquire Greenland, saying he's not above using the military in that effort. Blinken said at a news conference in Paris that the idea is obviously not a good one, but maybe more important, it's obviously one that's not going to happen. So we probably shouldn't waste a lot of time talking about it. Trump's proposal has been met with skepticism from both Democrats and Republicans. Yeah, I'd assume so.
Well, probably the most valid question would be, if you were on the European side and you were talking to Blinken, what do you have to do with this new idea?
Yeah.
That's what I would say to him. You don't have anything to do with it. So why am I asking you about this?
You're
out of here in a couple of days. See you later, bud. Thank you so much. And there's the door.
That's an interesting point.
All right. Let me just kind of set this up. I talked to you about an hour ago about this, in saying, well, what in the world did the folks in Greenland think about this decision to take over their country?
Right.
You know, they must have an opinion. First of all, let me set this up for you. His father wants it for America, and now Donald Jr. has Greenland for himself. Jonathan Savage can tell us more.
The so-called Trump Force One aircraft touched down in Greenland's snowy capital Nuuk, the U.S. flag painted on its tail, a symbol, hopes President-elect Donald Trump, of an American future. But Donald Trump Jr. said he was only there as a tourist. President-elect Trump last month insisted that ownership and control of the autonomous Danish territory was an absolute necessity for U.S. national security. We are not for sale, responded the island's prime minister. On Monday, Denmark's King Frederick changed his coat of arms to make the Greenlandic polar bear more prominent. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, here's where the good part kind of works its way in here. You've heard that position. Well, Europe not going to stand for President-elect Trump's desire to control Greenland. That is according to the French, as Jonathan Savage has this additional report from London.
We are a strong continent, says French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot, vowing there's no question the European Union would let other nations of the world attack its sovereign borders. This tough talk prompted by comments from President-elect Trump yesterday. He refused to rule out military or economic coercion to take control of Greenland and the Panama Canal. Greenland is an autonomous part of Denmark. The Danish Prime Minister is playing down fears of a major rift with the US. Greenland's leader insists the island is not for sale. He wants independence instead. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
I just want to, and I don't know if there's any Danish people listening, but I do just want to kind of ease your mind here, if you are. First of all, thanks for listening.
You do know we're being streamed around the world, so
yes.
It doesn't matter
if
we're
global.
Here or wherever.
This is the same guy. We're talking about Trump here. This is the same guy who was talking about Arnold Palmer's manhood at an airport. I mean, I said it yesterday, Chris. He talks to talk.
Where are you going with this?
Where I'm going with this is that there's nowhere to go with this. That is what I'm
I
saying.
I just thought I'd want to know where you were going.
My goodness. 5:21. We'll take a quick break. When we return.
Let it get you so upset.
We got some stuff going on around the Sunshine State, including some Florida lawmakers standing behind a man they call Venezuela's president-elect. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you rushing to an appointment? Have you been late for an appointment? Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Unless Christ returns in our lifetime, we all have an appointment with death that none of us will be late for. Possibly the most remarkable thing about Jesus Christ is that he conquered death. He died, but 3 days later, up from the grave, he arose. It is because of his sinless life, substitutionary death, and resurrection from the grave that he now offers sinners like me and you eternal life in heaven with him. I urge you, don't delay. Confess your sin to him and call upon Christ today so that you are prepared for this appointment.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say, 12 years. And they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." Do you? They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years." And they say, "Ah, I need you to replace that." Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about President-elect Trump's press conference yesterday, some of the very good, some of the very wild, and some of the truly insane ideas, but there was a lot in there. We also had Mayor D.C. Reeves on for an hour talking about, well, your questions. Everything from the red light cameras to street safety for events to the graffiti bridge warning system to the Pensacola Grand Hotel and flooding. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Nice afternoon. A little chilly out there. You, as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That is true.
Talk to me at 7 o'clock in the morning when it's about 22 out there.
Well, actually, since it's already past 525, I'll go ahead and talk to you now.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Luckily, some of these traffic issues are starting to wither down, it looks like, but we still have some problems. Our worst one, yeah, excellent. Our worst problems are at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, and a little bit on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it may just be a couple of the other usual areas. As for the weather, 44 degrees right now, low of 29 tonight. That can cause some pretty darn cold weather tomorrow morning with the wind chills especially. But officially, Thursday's high is going to be 51 and Thursday night's low 42.
Okay, how are you going to sum up the weather for Friday?
Well, right now, it's looking like the high. Yes, it's wet.
That's all
and
100% chance of rain.
High 65.
Yeah, it's going to be a wet, cold. That's going to be a cold 65 degrees. But it is 100% chance of rain on Friday, so just be prepared for that. And then the zeros come across the board again for the next 5 days or so.
And it gets a little bit chillier.
How about that? Really proud of, she's such a great lady. First of all, Representative Michelle Saltzman has organized a community blanket drive. This will be going on through Friday as cold weather moves in for the next couple of days here. Many in the community are struggling to stay warm. Those new blankets of all sizes will be accepted, if you can donate them, to Saltzman's office, 3212 South Highway 95A. That is up in Cantonment. Why don't you, before you head up there, call them or text them. Their number, 850-207-5024. Yeah, if you're down in the south part of like downtown Pensacola and you don't want to make that long drive up north and they're not there, this kind of fixes that situation for you. You want to check the traffic situation. It's kind of strange. I look over your shoulder. We see this, the access, the 110 freeway access road to Davis Highway.
Yeah.
Starting to back up somewhat over there.
It always backs up at around this time every afternoon. As I said, that's one of those usual spots we always kind of gloss over. Yeah, it is giving us some minor trouble, but if you're used to taking that off ramp, it's not anything you're not used to.
Okay. Speaking of cars, what do you think is the most American-made car on the road today?
Ford or Chevy?
You're wrong. You're so wrong. The most American-made vehicle on the market today, Tesla. According to the latest Made in America 2024 index, and Jeff Manasso has the story.
Tesla continues its strong performance, ranking in the top four spots on the Made in America index. The Model 3, number one, followed by the Model Y, the Cybertruck, and the Models S and X tied for fourth, along with the Ford Mustang GT. The Honda Passport taking the fifth spot of the most American-made, based on U.S. manufacturing and parts sourcing, including engine and transmission and the location of assembly, with researchers at American University saying automakers like Volkswagen, Toyota, Nissan and Honda are all increasing their positions on the most American-made index. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, hinted at this before the break. Some Florida lawmakers standing behind the man they call Venezuela's president-elect. Senator Rick Scott and some Florida Congress members met yesterday with Edmundo Gonzalez. He ran for president of Venezuela last summer, and according to the U.S., he won. Maduro, Nicolas Maduro, who is the incumbent, he plans to take the oath of office on Friday, and Gonzalez says he plans to do the same. Scott says Gonzalez is the one with the right to be inaugurated due to his overwhelming victory and clear mandate from the Venezuelan people.
Okay, all 17 sites of community health Northwest Florida are open after a recent cyber attack. Services are limited as work continues to restore them as soon as possible. Select pharmacy locations now open on West Jackson Street, North Palafox, and on Bayou Boulevard. So if you have to do that, they're open. Go for it.
I'm John Saucier. Wildfires burning in Southern California. Tens of thousands of people have had to evacuate. The National Weather Service says strong winds, low humidity expected today and tomorrow. L.A. County Fire Department Captain Sheila Kelleher tells Fox that firefighters from outside Los Angeles County are coming in to help.
When the call goes out, the other agencies step up and they come support, not only from Northern California, Southern California, Orange County, Ventura County, but then also out of the state. So that call went out through our Chief Maroney as Region 1, and they have obliged and help is on the way.
The feds are helping too. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
This opens up our ability to send in resources to help with the individuals that have been impacted with sheltering and with some of the costs that they have.
She says President Biden approved an emergency declaration. At least five people are reported dead in these fires. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. According to ADP, companies added 122,000 jobs for the month, down from 146,000 in November, and well below the Dow Jones consensus of 136,000. Regarding wages, pay grew at a rate of 4.6% year over year, the slowest pace since July of 21. Meanwhile, retirement in America now costs $1 million or more in 15 states, according to a new analysis. The priciest state is Hawaii, where you'll need at least $2.2 million in savings to live comfortably. Other states that require at least $1 million to retire include Alaska, Maine, and New York. On Wall Street, shares of European wind power tumbled today after President-elect Trump said he would block the construction of new turbines. The Dow gained 106, the S&P 500 grew by 9, and the Nasdaq lost 10 points. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. The Dallas Cowboys have denied the Chicago Bears' request to interview Mike McCarthy. Now many will assume the Cowboys will extend McCarthy, whose contract is up on January 14th. But Mike must ask himself, does he want to stay in Dallas, especially with all the drama Jerry Jones brings upon the Cowboys organization? And if it were up to me, I'd be looking at other opportunities like the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Chicago Bears once my contract expires next week. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
So this new Dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, you are just getting down with your bad self today.
Yeah, I know. I love the song. Cake is such an underrated band. We had one of their songs last hour.
Really good stuff coming down here. Ice Flyers facing another road trip this week, facing Macon Friday and Saturday. Then the good guys pack it up on the bus, return home to face Macon on a Sunday afternoon game, game three of their three-game series against the Mayhem. Puck dropping 4 o'clock on Sunday, not 7:05. So
yes.
just remember that. While we're talking about hockey, outdoor ice hockey, get this now. I want you to kind of grasp what I'm saying here. Outdoor ice hockey is coming to Florida. Joe Morgan has the details.
The NHL has announced 2 outdoor games for next season, with the Florida Panthers hosting the New York Rangers at the home of Major League Baseball's Marlins on January 2nd in the Winter Classic. 1 month later, the Tampa Bay Lightning will welcome the Boston Bruins to Raymond James Stadium, home of the NFL's Buccaneers, on February 1st, 2026, in a Stadium Series game. The temperature in Florida will certainly be a concern, with the high in Miami on January 2nd this year at 78 degrees, and the high in Tampa last year on February 1st being 66. The roof at the Marlins' Lone Depot Park is retractable, though the game itself will be played with the roof open. While the league will build a temporary roof over the ice at Raymond James Stadium before removing it a few hours before puck drop. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, I want to know who thought about this one.
I was about to say, outdoor Floridian hockey, we've thought of it all.
I want to know what the backup plan is. That's what I want.
Like, turns out it gets pretty hot there.
You know, I have actually been in Central Florida that time of year many times, and it can be pretty warm down there.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep with the hockey theme because just want to give you another reminder. The
Skate
NHL.
On, Garth.
The NHL postponing tonight's game between the Kings and Flames due to the Southern California wildfires. The game will be made up at a later date, and the fire is also forcing the closures of Universal Studios Hollywood and Pepperdine University campuses.
And it's a beautiful campus, may I add. You want to talk about some football matchups here coming up next couple of days? Let's start with tomorrow, shall we?
All righty.
Cap 1 Orange Bowl game, Penn State, Notre Dame.
Yeah, that should be a good one. I think that's going to be a bit more of the traditional football, and what I mean by that is not a ton of exciting plays, more smash-nose football, you know, or smash-mouth, rather, hard-nose football, that's it. Just, you know, I think I mentioned this about Notre Dame-Georgia. You know, it's going to be something that the old heads are going to love. I don't know if that's going to be the look they're going for. I think both of these teams just play pretty physical. But Penn State works well in defensive settings and offensive, so I got the Lions winning. I'll say 27-21.
You know, I really wasn't watching the crowd at many of the Notre Dame games this year. Do they still have that leprechaun that does all the push-ups and they score a touchdown?
Yeah. Their mascot? Yeah.
I saw the guy up in the stands. It was just a regular person they were pushing up and down.
Was that the mascot doing something fun, or was that just a fan?
I'm not sure what it was. That's why I was asking, is the mascot still doing the push-ups?
They still have a live-action leprechaun mascot, and I'm sure he does those push-ups still, yeah.
All right. Okay, how about Friday's game? This is going to be a good one. Ohio State, Texas at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, when I said that Penn State and Notre Dame would be 27-21 as a low-scoring game, I should have said lower scoring because I was comparing it to this game. Ohio State, Texas is going to be, I think, a shootout, dare I say. But I still got Ohio State pulling away because they are just far and away the best team in the country. I got to say 41-30.
All right, 542. You got any more sports you want to talk about?
I actually do.
Okay,
Because this is, we've talked about NHL going on, college football going on. Why not throw the NBA in the mix?
How about it?
The top two teams in the league set to meet in a historic matchup tonight. The Cleveland Cavaliers, who are on a 10-game winning streak, hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are on a 15-game winning streak. It will be the first time in NBA history a team on a 15-game winning streak plays a team on a 10-game one. So there you go. That's how it's historic. Tip-off at 6 o'clock, so just about 20 minutes.
Could be a lot of offense in that game.
Yeah, the Cavs, a lot of people are saying that they need more respect. They're not really getting a ton of love. Oklahoma City, they were the one seed, I believe, in last year's Western Conference bracket. So these teams aren't messing around.
Okay, so Cleveland is on a 10-game winning streak?
Yes.
Probably the last time that happened was when LeBron was playing for them.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know. You know what? They caught some steam earlier this season, so maybe that was when. But they've been a playoff team the past year or two coming into this season, so it's not like they've been total dog water since LeBron left, but they did have to kind of go through a rebuild.
So Cleveland's not the only thing on fire this afternoon. Southern California, the wildfires are taking a terrible toll on La La Land or Tinseltown, whatever you want to call it. Michelle Polino has an update for us.
As wildfires continue to ravage Los Angeles, productions across the region have come to a halt. According to Variety, Jimmy Kimmel Live and The Price is Right have shut down, and CBS has canceled tapings of After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson for the rest of the week. Universal Studios Hollywood is closed, and Pamela Anderson's The Last Showgirl premiere has been canceled. Scripted series, including Happy's Place, Suits LA, and Ted have also paused production. The Critics' Choice Awards, originally scheduled for Sunday at the Santa Monica Airport's Barker Hangar, have been postponed. Several celebrities, including James Woods, Mark Hamill, and Jamie Lee Curtis, were forced to evacuate their homes Tuesday night. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You know, I mentioned this to you, with this fire like this. Okay, so you got the celebrities, and they're evacuating, just like the guy that has an 8-to-5 job working for SoCal Fire or something like that, you know? This humbles a lot of people. Everybody has to work together. Nobody's better than the other. You got to do it because this is a massive fire, and a lot of people are getting displaced today.
Yeah, and it is. It's just a terrible situation all around. Customers of AT&T will start to see bill credits for network interruptions. The telecommunications company announced its AT&T Guarantee today. Mm-hmm. It's aimed to give subscribers a full day's worth of credit should fiber customers experience a 20-minute outage or wireless customers see a 60-minute interruption. This comes as AT&T experienced a number of outages in 2024, including one last February that lasted 12 hours and was felt across the country. I remember that.
How important is the placement of a decimal point?
Pretty important.
Yeah, it sure is, especially in this case. An error in reading a decimal point, pretty costly. Big mistake, according to a newly filed lawsuit. Florida's Division of Emergency Management entered a deal with Trinity Healthcare Services, submitting an invoice for $50,578.50. The state instead accidentally paid $5,057,850. An overage of about $5 million bucks. It appears Trinity took advantage of the state and knowingly processed an invoice more than 100 times its typical invoice size. According to the state's lawsuit, this was one of several overpayments, which added up to over, get this number, $5.7 million.
Oh, man. Quite a costly decimal.
Yes, it is.
5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. My goodness, it's been a loaded evening. Palafox Street, near the intersection of Burgess Road, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Palafox, do have some heavy backups there. Have had those all night, so be on the lookout for that. Also, we've got some issues on Michigan Avenue if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. We actually had a texter letting us know that westbound Michigan, the right turn onto Mobile Highway, is blocked off with those cement fence things from in front of Burger King to KFC's driveway. So that kind of gives you a bit of a frame of reference. And then as for the weather, we're sitting at around 44 degrees, low of 29 tonight. Going to be a very chilly morning tomorrow. Wind chills could have it feeling like low 20s there early. But throughout the bulk of Thursday, high 51, low 42, with Thursday night having a slight chance of showers.
Okay, 546 News Radio 92.3. I thought we were basically over this subject. Porch Pirates. I thought we were through talking about that.
With the holiday season dying down, you'd
absolutely
think so.
Although the Christmas holidays and residential package deliveries have come and they have gone, Porch Pirates remain active in our area. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning of an increase in criminals stealing packages from doorsteps. They have not backed off. Last year, crooks stole $12 billion worth of packages. A Florida law passed last year toughened criminal penalties for stealing items off porches, making it a third-degree felony for stealing an item worth more than $40. Doesn't seem to have much of an impact here.
Not very ideal. And a new housing company lowering the cost of single living by renting out properties that have dozens of roommates. Company, the Cohabs company is what it's called. It's been converting properties in Washington, D.C. to co-living spaces where up to 36 roommates share common areas, such as kitchens and bathrooms. The company opened its first property in D.C. last month. Two-row homes that were turned into one living space with 36 bedrooms, 15 bathrooms, two kitchens, and six kitchenettes. The rooms rent about $1,600 a month. Chris, is that something that you would like to see start popping up in Florida?
I don't care.
You're like, I don't give a hoot.
Just so they don't mess with me in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, and as long as they do. And hey, alone. Honestly, all that could do is add to the construction. Gulf Breeze got enough of that.
Yeah, we've got too much of that stuff. Speaking of things going on around here, Meta is walking back its so-called censorship policies. You remember these?
Yes.
Got a lot of people up in arms
affecting
here.
People everywhere.
Yeah, Fox's Eben Brown has more on this.
Fox on Tech.
Meta now promises not to censor you going forward. Mark Zuckerberg, the chief of the company behind Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, had already admitted they were working with the Biden administration to police user postings that didn't mesh with White House policy on a number of topics, outsourcing content moderation. Zuckerberg now says they were pressured by third-party fact-checkers, but it was wrong, and it will change.
What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms.
Zuckerberg says Meta's platforms will now rely on something akin to X's Community Notes, a system championed by Elon Musk, where users can question or bolster each other's claims, citing sources, and having that information tagged to a post. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 5:48. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing mixed today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 106 points to 42,653. The S&P 500 rose 9 points to 59,18. And the NASDAQ fell 10 to 19,478.
Okay, in business news this afternoon, McDonald's announced it's ending diversity, equity, and inclusion practices, becoming the latest major corp to scale back on DEI woke policies. Other companies making similar changes, Walmart, Ford, Lowe's, Toyota. The changes include McDonald's scrapping its aspirational representation goals. In other words, getting rid of its DEI pledge for its suppliers, changing the name of its diversity team to the Global Inclusion Team, and ending external surveys. So another one takes it down for DEI.
All righty. And a new study suggests a possible connection between fluoride exposure and lower IQs in children. The research is based on dozens of existing studies conducted outside the U.S., but the researchers do not call for fluoride to be removed from tap water. They describe many of the studies they looked at were low quality, and their conclusions are based on fluoride levels that are double what's recommended for drinking water in the U.S. Many public health groups support keeping fluoride in drinking water. So we've got a bombshell study here, but they're like, hold on a minute. It's not the panic inducer you think it is.
All right, good story coming up here. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Gulf Breeze Will Do. Are you familiar with this group?
I've heard of it.
Okay. They're a women's philanthropic organization of Gulf Breeze in Pensacola Beach, holding its first 2025 event. The membership drive takes place on Thursday, not this Thursday, next Thursday at Patty O'Leary's Irish Pub on Pensacola Beach, starting around 5:30. Attendees will hear about the organization's achievements and funding local projects. And I believe this last year they distributed about $45,000.
Really?
Yeah, to groups. And this is for groups in Gulf Breeze in Pensacola Beach.
Right. Very nice. All righty. Just about 5:50.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yes. Wholesome note to go into the break on
here.
5:51 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got experts, health experts, that is, worrying about what could happen if two infamous illnesses combine during this time of the year. Details on what those illnesses are and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 923, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I told you, whenever I let it play long like that, I really like that song.
I made a point of bringing it up to you during the break. I love this song.
Oh, that was a goodie. I enjoyed that. Let me give you an update on the $11 million Navarre Beach Renourishment Project. They're repairing the erosion from Hurricane Sally over here. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago and wanted to give you an update on this. Since December, crews have been working around the clock to get that dredging done. The project is located 900 feet east of the Navarre Beach Pier and stretches west to Gulf Islands National Seashore property. Crews are restoring about 18,000 feet of beach. The project timeline is on track to finish by the end of the month. So progress being made down in Navarre. Sad thing to report. There's a tribute now. It's all set for guitarist Dickie Betts. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Surviving members of the Allman Brothers Band, along with friends and family, will gather on February 28th in memory of Dickie Betts, a tribute to the legendary guitarist. The concert, hosted by Betts' son, Dwayne, will take place at the Macon City Auditorium in Macon, Georgia, honoring Betts, who passed away in April last year at 80 years old. Performers include Derek Trucks, Susan Tedeschi, Devin Allman, and more. Betts, a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band in 1969, wrote classics like Ramblin' Man, Blue Sky, and Jessica. He left the band in 2000 but continued performing with his own group, featuring his son, Dwayne. Proceeds will support music education causes. Tickets on sale January 13th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you can see some old pictures back in the late 60s. The Allman Brothers actually were here in Pensacola, and as the Allman Joys. And then they went on to expand that name to the Allman Brothers.
Would that have been because of legal reasons at all?
No. They changed the name. They used to play, get this, there used to be a beautiful building on the beach called the Casino Building. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's woodwork. The bar is at the end of Apple Annie's or at the quarter.
Yeah.
A lot of pieces of that beautiful building was amazing. But I remember as a young boy going there to the casino on the weekends, Saturday or Sunday, and hearing the Almond Joys play in that venue. Just absolutely incredible. Anyway, you can go to look up some Rolling Stone magazines. I remember seeing this. You're not going to find it, but you might find them archived. But pictures of the Almond Brothers and Almond Joys in front of the Rex Theater, downtown Pensacola, back in the late 60s and so.
Wow. Small world.
Really, it really is.
A lot of stuff ran through here that you know, you really don't think about. I did want to get to this since it's already 5:57. Looking at traffic and weather together here, just a few spots that have already been giving us trouble, but the congestion is slowly but surely breaking up. Palafox Street, traveling northbound near Burgess Road. Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. And Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. But as I said, hopefully those will start to break up further. As for the weather, 44 degrees, low of 29 tonight. Tomorrow, officially, Thursday's high is 51, low 42, with Thursday night having a slight chances of showers.
5:58, News Radio 92.3. It's a new year. How about that new job? How you doing with that? Teresa Crowley updates us.
Though LinkedIn Jobs on the Rise list didn't exist 25 years ago, the business networking site's top 25 positions showing notable growth are number one, artificial intelligence engineer, followed by AI consultant, then physical therapist, workforce development manager, travel advisor, and event coordinator. That's because of the post-COVID travel trend. Director of development, outside sales rep, sustainability specialist, and security guard. More top jobs new on the list include AI researcher, community planner, land agent, bridge engineer. ResumeTemplates.com finds 56% of full-time American workers plan to look around for new jobs this year. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty, I mentioned this before the break. Recent rise in bird flu cases comes at the same time, than the seasonal flu. So we've got these both spiking at around the same area, and experts worry that could cause some issues if they were to combine. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that while it's unlikely, there is still the possibility, and that's because he says it's happened before. The CDC says there have been more than 3,000 deaths this year linked to the seasonal flu, and Dr. Hotez urges people to get their flu shot now.
Okay, ready for a new Mardi Gras parade? Kids and Critters Mardi Gras parade for children and pets coming to Pensacola Beach Saturday, February 8th. Parade organizers confirmed that parade is set for the Casino Beach parking lot. Anything that can be pushed or pulled is allowed. Motorized, pedaled, skateboards, bicycles, battery powered, not allowed. If you want to attend, you can register on site of the parade that day. People and float registration free. Pet registration will cost you $10. And I didn't get a chance to ask them, is that $10 for a group of pets or is it $10 per
each
pet?
Yeah. That's a pretty interesting.
I got three of
that's
them.
A needed question.
You see, that's it could be an expensive day for me, if you know what I mean.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.